Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a fine and dandy Monday in New York City, and we're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying thank you for tuning in to the Morning Zoo. Across the table from me, two very funny, talented people from Super Sally Joe's is our great friend, Joe Gorman.
What's up, Zach? Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you for being here and sitting next to him. One of our favorites, has great shows in Jersey, great shows in New York, and an amazing person is our good friend, Allie Mae.
What's good?
How you doing, dog?
I'm good. I'm sick.
It's all right. Whoa. It happens to the best of us. Yeah. Spray that microphone down when she's out of here, Shannon.
Is it COVID?
Probably.
Whatever, man.
Whatever, we're over
yeah,
it.
Dude, yeah, dude. Like, what? How many times? I got it like eight times.
I don't think I got to say a proper hello.
Hello.
To you.
Nah, breathe
sick.
Right in his mouth. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Now you've got
I'm
it.
I'm a super yeah. spreader.
Yeah. Now you're
going to
die.
So was she in college.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's get plugs out of the way. Joe, what do you want people to check out, dog?
Oh, my God. Well, you can check out my podcast, Super Selly Joe's. I do it with my buddy, Alex Tomaselli. We post weekly, man. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on Spotify, iTunes. It's available all over. And of course, you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all platforms.
Allie Mae?
I'm Default Programmer on Instagram. I have a show called Drip, the first Wednesday of every month at The Stand. You can use my code Drip for super cheap tickets, and I have a show in Asbury Park called Power Bottom. It's the last Thursday of every month, and you can use a code I'm a big slut and save a lot of money on that too.
Fantastic. Find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny, punchup.live/ZachAmico for my dates, most importantly taping my special May the 23rd at the Creek of the Cave in Austin, Texas, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., me and Tim Butterly splitting those hours, and we're going to each do half an hour specials. And, hey, fun. If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows over the last decade. And, hey, you get that Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want that Friday, you got to subscribe. And Friday's episode was a banger. I had on the Workforce Titan guys, Tubbs and Ryan, and we had a special call-in from Paul Amico. That's right. What? A 15-minute call-in from my dad.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
And I listened to it yesterday, and I loved it. It is one of my favorite things I've ever done on podcasting. So please check that out. And thank you to our friends in the booth for all the hard work you do. All right, guys. This is a lot of what we do on the show. I mean, this has just been a week of the kind of shit we watch here.
Yeah.
First of all, this is a fun one. We love Disney shit.
More than anything.
And we love horrific things happening at Disney. And this is a fun one. Disney park visitors traumatized as crows attack Rapunzel in distressing video.
Nice. Oh my God. It's the crows from Dumbo.
Is that's a robot girl?
No, yeah, that's a real robot. That's Rapunzel.
Oh, okay.
So they do an animatronics now. Like there's an animatronic, the snowman from Frozen that walks around.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They still have like a few of like the in person, but like just for this is like more people, of like
an exhibit. Which Disney is this, Shannon? I think it was somewhere in Europe.
Oh no. Probably.
Tokyo.
Oh, okay, Tokyo. Oh, nice. Excuse me. I told Shannon this the other day. I got a fun Disney fact. They don't turn off It's a Small World because it would take more to turn it off and start it back up again the next day than to just leave it running. So all night,
it's just going.
It's playing for nobody.
Wow.
That's got to be the creepiest shit in the world.
That's scary.
Yeah.
More creepy. And I told Shannon this the other day. All the kids in It's a Small World need a haircut once a year.
What does that mean?
They're real people.
So because of the moisture and the humidity, it makes their hair ratty. So every single year, like barbers need to come in and give every little kid a haircut overnight while they're moving.
Wouldn't it just be cheaper to replace them every year?
No, you give them a little haircut.
But eventually, aren't they going to be bald of it?
No, because it gets a little longer because of the humidity.
Oh. These are like tiny robots, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Shannon, bring up what It's a Small World looks like.
They should make like replaceable toupees for the robots.
Yeah.
I think it might be punched in.
Mm. That's a bummer. So that way they can't even like stylize their own hair then. Like,
well, they're robots.
I don't know. But I mean, like, what is a robot anymore? I think we got to ask our tech forefathers
anymore.
Yeah,
I started answering the phone at work and acting like I'm a robot.
Yeah,
and people think I am, and they get really upset. So I'm like, "It's a beautiful day at blah blah blah. We're blah 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 blah," and then people start going, "Pre-order." I'm pulling it off.
Real person.
Yeah, real person.
Operator.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like. For those of you that have, we can fast forward a little.
What's your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Oh.
So this goes all night.
I know this ride.
You've been there, right, Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the rides at Disney are kind of gay, right?
I mean, it's definitely like for little
I will
kids.
Never go to Disney World ever again.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm saying it.
Don't say that.
I'm saying it.
What
think
about
it's
on your
weird.
Birthday?
I don't want that.
What?
No.
Get out of town.
If I ever had a kid, I would consider it, but I would want to wait. I hate when people take kids to Disney when they're in like strollers, and it's like they're not gonna
remember this.
You're throwing money at
thousands of dollars for nothing.
They gotta be at least like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I would say even maybe a little like, older, where maybe. It's still magical.
Yeah,
but you can still like maintain a core memory of
it. Yeah, I want them to be excited to meet the characters.
Yeah.
But not young enough so I remembered it. I have a bad Disney. This might be the catalyst of me talking about Disney so much. When my parents took me, they ordered room service.
Nice.
And the waiter accidentally brained me with the catering tray.
Uh-oh.
I was little. I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
he just knocked me to fucking...
It did something to you.
Yeah, he like knocked me so bad that they sent Tigger to the room.
Whoa.
Because they asked me, I guess, I'm sure they had my parents sign something.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, we'll send one up.
Yeah.
Ask him who he wants. And then I had Tigger come up and hang out with us in my hotel room.
That's amazing.
They must have got me good.
Yeah. Dang.
It changed you. We should all be grateful.
Yeah.
That you got that brain injury at Disney World. It made you who you are today.
I think Disney would be fun if you had a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you're local and you get someone that has a pass for you, it would be fun to walk around and like booze up.
I think if you got like a couple kids, you're like, all right.
Well, no, yeah, they got Epcot has a lot of drinks.
Could you? Yeah.
Epcot's boring though, because like they it's educational and shit. Damn, I went to Epcot as a kid, and it's like the giant globe thing.
Yeah,
but it's all just like histories and like locations and stuff. Don't have like rides, and like I hate to say it, but no characters dressed up in costumes at Epcot either.
Yeah, I went when I was a little older, and we did Epcot. We brought my grandma. My grandma insisted German restaurant.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you fly to Florida, you think German food. And they had an Oompa Pa band, and the last guy that came out was a black guy playing the tuba, and my grandma Never heard it come out of her before. Goes, Schwarze. Never heard it before or after, but she dropped one there at Disney.
What does that mean?
German for black.
Oh, okay, okay.
Nice. Grandma went old school.
Yeah.
I thought it was a comment about his penis.
No, no, it's the Schwarze. It's like Italian saying Moulin Jan.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not like an N-word.
Right, yeah. Right.
But it's like...
My grandma's Japanese, and she would say, brack.
Don't they call us white ghosts, or is that Chinese?
I think it's all Asians. I think it's actually the rest of the free world.
I want to say it's Chinese. Japanese refers to white people as white ghosts because they don't trust us.
They should. We're so cool. And we love their culture. Noodles, karate,
sex.
Pokemon.
I guess that's about it.
Sex with
schoolgirls.
Yeah. Women school that girls. Look like children.
Yeah.
Listen, hey.
We kind of adopted the Asian like grind culture where everyone's like working and sleeping at the office now.
Yeah, we definitely did that instead of what Europeans do.
Yeah. And yeah, instead of just like riding bikes and chilling all the time.
Unless you work in TV production, then a lot of naps.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Oh, how do I get into that?
I don't know. Have a friend that have a work for free for years for someone and hope they get a job doing it. Mm-hmm. Every when I worked at TV, every office had a couch.
A casting couch?
Yeah, sleeping couch.
Ooh, even better.
It was nice. It was nice to just be sick of your work and go, I'm going to sleep for 2 hours.
That's nice, yeah.
That's what I do here.
Nice.
All right. Not only do we have Disney, we've got another stalwart of the show.
Uh-oh.
A Waffle House.
Nice.
Believe it or not, a fight.
No, come on.
No.
A fight at a Waffle
You're
House.
You're kidding me.
After a man asked for a refund because he felt his hash browns were burnt.
That's fair. Mm.
So he decided to challenge the staff. And one thing I will say about the staff.
A black guy.
No.
I can't believe it.
Stop one thing
that.
I will
this
say about
AI.
The staff of Waffle House. I's not the letter. The staff of Waffle House, if you attack one, you're getting swarmed. And I really appreciate
that
camaraderie.
I like that.
I wish all businesses, I feel like Indian guys are like that. If you hit one in the store, they're all jumping on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Applebee's, something like white people are not going to.
No.
White people will just like pull out their camera and be like, can you believe what's happening to this Applebee's?
Yeah. But Waffle House, let's see what happens when this guy starts some shit. Big fella, too.
Oh.
Whoa. He's throwing haymakers. This is AI. Even the white guy got a kick in.
Did somebody just say, let's do it?
Yeah.
How much were the hash browns?
He just wouldn't accept a gift card. He's like, refund the card on file. And it's like, oh, that's like an extra step. Can't you just take this gift card for $5?
Put that $1.99 back on my Chime card. Yeah.
Some dude's just there waiting to order, but like everyone's abandoned.
Yeah, I'm sitting at the counter going,
It's like in pro wrestling where the entire locker room starts coming out. Everyone's like running out of the kitchen. Like the fry cooks are leaving shit unattended. Yeah. There's a grease fire that just takes over the kitchen.
My favorite is someone's just yelling, over hash browns, son? Hash browns? Shannon, how much are hash browns at the Waffle House? I'm going to bet $3.50.
Probably like with like current Waffle House prices, probably like $4, maybe $5. They probably have like a $5 side, so it's like two strips of bacon or hash browns.
I'm sorry, did everyone want to guess first?
I'm gonna say $3.99.
Okay,
fascinating.
Okay, so it's on average between $3.15 and $3.45 for a single serving of just hash browns.
I'm so out of touch. I'm so out of touch with the working class.
$3.
Three.
All that drama.
$3. Could have asked the Loch Ness Monster for $3.50. I'm in the Waffle House, the Loch Ness Monster, give me $3.50. I said, God damn, that's how much hash browns is.
Yeah.
Can we watch it again? I just love that the one lady's instinct is chair immediately. She's stabbing him with a chair. Watch the lady with the chair.
$3.50.
Oh, those fucking liver shots, dude.
Aye, aye, aye.
Or is it kidney shot? What is the behind those lower back on the side?
That's kidney.
Those hurt like a motherfucker.
Kidney shot?
Yeah, excuse me, liver shot with something. Liver's from the front. I apologize.
Over hash brown. Is that? I don't know.
Dinner and a show, baby.
There's so much at play here.
I don't know.
Just sorry, Allie, but just before you say that, just maybe on their side a little bit, there is also a hash brown bowl that exists. Mm-hmm. And those can
I get that. Those are delicious.
Those can be 11:05.
I bet that's with, like, you know, like the gravy from Biscuits and Gravy.
So, yeah, it's
eggs and meat.
Yeah, oh, nice. It's like the KFC Famous Bowl, but all breakfast shit.
Nice. I'm
so
in
you get
for
hash
that.
Browns, eggs, and sausage or bacon.
Should we get a Grubhub order going?
There's no Waffle House near here.
Really?
Have a Fly Hop, but it's not close.
I've never been to a Waffle House.
Really?
It is a beautiful thing at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it really, it's so good. Shannon, yeah. Can you bring up the Waffle House menu? Because what I love is the options.
Yeah.
What is it? Smothered,
covered,
chunked, capped, and something else.
I usually go with the smothered.
Yeah, this is a whole new world for Allie.
Yeah.
And Shannon, I'm sure you have not.
Here we go.
I have never been to a Waffle House.
Yeah, the grits are also pretty good because they usually have a little bit of cheese in it, too.
Shannon, just Google Waffle House smothered, covered, and we'll get the list of what the... the things, because I like the customization. Now, if they're going to do what you said, mixed bag.
I also like that the
If they're going to get your order right.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because you're looking at them.
Right.
You're at the counter. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Smothered means onions. Covered means cheese. Chunked means hickory smoked ham. Topped is chili. Diced tomatoes. Peppered is jalapenos, capped is mushrooms, or you could do scattered, which means all of those things. Nice.
That's probably the way to go.
Yeah,
right? Like, I mean, come on.
Hash brown bowl with all that?
Yeah.
That'll fix you up. No, you're a little banged up.
Good.
A little banged up? Waffle House run? Yeah. Whenever I tour the South, I ask the kid the feature, mm-hmm. I need you to map out karaoke and Waffle House.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have a few at the club. Then karaoke is karaoke, and then we're going to Waffle, and then I'm buying everybody Waffle House.
If you have like an early flight the next morning, just get up early at your hotel and go to the Waffle House to kill some time if we have to go to the airport.
I am a connoisseur lately of the hotel free breakfast. Mm. I've been watching a guy that does customs, and he's doing some pretty wild shit in there.
What's the wildest shit you've seen with that? Because it's just like the waffle maker and the breakfast cereals.
Takes cereal, crushes it up, and puts it in the waffle mix.
That's nice.
And makes custom waffles. I've also seen him recently.
Oh, some like Fruity Pebble waffles.
Yes, I've also seen him recently put a blueberry muffin in the waffle machine.
Oh, I bet nice. The cleaning crew loves that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're furious. This is more of an are you garbage question, so I apologize.
Okay.
This is our segment, Trashy or Classy, that we did here on the show. Have you ever eaten breakfast at a hotel you did not stay, eaten the free breakfast at a hotel you did not stay at?
Yeah.
You just snuck in and ate breakfast.
Yeah, or like if a friend's staying at the hotel, you know, it's like I'll meet you in the lobby area.
I have a friend who lives in his car, and this is how he... gets by.
Nice, dude.
That is the least surprising statement I've ever heard come out of you. I have a friend who lives in his car, and he gets by.
Is he one of the countless, possibly billions of victims of Zoran Mondami and his regime in New York, displacing innocent people, forcing them to live in their vans and stuff?
Yeah, he's from New Jersey.
Even worse. So he's a person that came to New York hoping for freedom, and instead Mondami...
You see a lot of. Is it a car or is it a van?
It's a car.
Oh, okay. Yikes.
It's a car. Even scary.
I watched some YouTubes. I watched some YouTubes where people show how they do it.
Yeah.
And it seems like if you get a gym membership,
That's what.
Yeah, you can like use the bathrooms and the
shower. And then you get a shower in every day if you need it.
Yeah. I think about living in a little, like, you know, something that doesn't have a bathroom.
What? Come on, really?
Yeah. I couldn't.
No,
never.
Like,
I worked too hard. I've lived too long.
Like
I could never.
Like an artist loft. Artist loft. And then there's a bathroom, obviously, but then you would just shower at the gym. Why not?
I don't know. I call it a bus. I just move out to the Midwest or something. It's easy to live like a king out there.
I am 38 years old.
Yeah.
If I wake up and I have to shit, I want to.
There's a bathroom.
I don't want to share it with 8 other people.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're like, get out of here, man. I'm heating up a fucking spoon over a lighter, dude.
Yeah, I need. Yeah. I want the bathroom to be available.
Yeah.
I want it to be mine.
You want to be
me and my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not.
Oh, yeah, you're married. I forgot.
Sharing a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
other people anymore.
Okay,
you should have certain.
My old roommate Vito, every time he heard, when I used to have the big spiky hair, every time he heard the blow dryer, he would run in and goes, "You're doing your hair?" And I would go, "Yeah." He goes, "I got to drop one." And then.
How long did it take you to do your hair?
No, 10 minutes when I had the big spikes.
Yeah.
And 10, 20 tops if I was farting around.
Yeah.
And he would run in. And he ate nothing but protein powder and the veggie sub from Subway.
Nice. A classic.
So he would literally, and he'd be like, I'm going to show you, like, all right, can you make it quick? I'm getting ready. And he would go, okay. Then run in his room and get his laptop.
No.
Hell yeah.
No.
You can't say, I need to take a quick shit.
That's not quick.
And then bring your laptop.
Watch a movie on the toilet.
The amount of people that bring their laptop.
My roommate does
it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Why does everyone
use your phone?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you need your entire laptop for?
It's
gross.
It's so disgusting.
I don't know. You shouldn't take it. It's also like you've got your phone and you're in the bathroom because then you take it up to your face and like I try to minimize that as well. It's like I can spend like, you know, the 5-10 minutes out of my day just shitting and
not looking at your phone
and be meditative.
You can take a 5-minute break.
Yeah. Every once in a while. It's probably good for your eyes.
Yeah.
And your sense and just like be in the moment. Now, public restrooms, I would see that as a different case because you can't really leave your phone. I wouldn't leave my phone at the table to take it. And also, it's like you might need a little sensory deprivation in a public restroom. But I think in your home private bathroom, I think you can be enough in the elements.
Meditate on your shit.
Yeah.
Feel it coming
out. Put some candles in your bathroom. Light
some
candles.
Think about what you ate that led to this moment.
Yeah. Get a squatty potty so the shit just falls out of you.
Yeah. Oh.
I have fallen asleep on the toilet many times.
That's a good feeling.
And what happens is both my legs fall asleep. Oh. So then I can't get up.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So then I have to hoist myself by the towel rack and stay standing for 5 minutes.
God bless that towel rack.
To get the feeling back in my legs
so that
I can swing them enough to go back into my room.
That is not healthy.
You should
for
get
you,
a little pull-up bar by
I have a wall. So my toilet has a wall on the right side next to it.
Yeah.
And I like the feeling of the cold tile.
Oh, I understand.
Gotcha.
So I'll go like this, and then I realized I fell asleep.
You can just take a nap on the tiled floor.
I've thought about that.
Yeah.
I've definitely done it less than
hangover,
good situations.
Hangover, you're dying.
Yeah, whoa. It happens.
But you've never taken a nap. It's not a pretty thing to do, but you know.
I fall asleep on the bearskin rug on my parents' floor.
Okay.
Yeah, in front of the fireplace, the giant fireplace.
That sounds so relaxing.
Yeah.
In college, I fell asleep in front of the door like a cat once.
Nice.
And my roommates all came home, and I made it in the door. And then was like, nope. Yeah. So I fell asleep curled up like a kitty.
That's terrible.
I would say I couldn't. I knew there was a girl comic that used to live across the street from the Cellar.
Mm.
And she would Airbnb. She had a 2-bedroom and she would Airbnb the other room.
That's risky too.
I think she made like good money because people were paying an exorbitant amount to live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vacation in that area.
Right.
But she did not tell them that it was a bathroom for the entire floor.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Naughty, naughty.
And then she had a shower in her kitchen.
Ooh.
And I said to her, You piss in the shower every day, don't you? She's like, exclusively.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do. How about you save a little of that water for me? I'm going to make some ramen later. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't, at my adult life, not have
some level of privacy.
A shitter. Yeah, privacy.
You've also earned that. Like, I mean, like, I could understand that more in your 20s.
Yeah.
When you're trying to find yourself. But your 30s, I think you're owed the luxury of comfort, which is something I think, like, a lot of us feel like we don't deserve.
Yeah.
And we don't deserve to be comfortable.
It's a self-worth issue.
Yeah, but, like, everyone's worth it. Because it's like, in the end, you have to, like, fucking Gas Digital and everyone listening in. Like, it's like, you have to live with yourself.
That's
so you should treat
so
yourself
true.
Nice. Yeah. Because that you are the only person, like, you are stuck with. You are stuck with yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
So give yourself a break.
How inspiring.
Yeah.
Wow. For you, chill. Joe.
And, like, yeah, get the comfortable shoes. Get a nice pair of pants. Go on that vacation. You're like, oh, I don't know. What if something happens? Well, what if you die and then you never get to see Hawaii?
That is so true.
You know? How inspiring. I did 3 lines of ketamine before the show. Yeah. So I'm dialed in now.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you, either of you, ever lived with someone who has severe ADHD?
It's me.
But then I have to ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mrs. Amico is on ADHD medication. And my old roommate was severely ADHD. Like, just, he would make obstacle courses in the house with stations. And he said he was working out, but he would also have a different screen. So he would have, like, an iPad, the phone, 2 laptops set up at all different, and the DVD player going. And he would make an obstacle course around the house. And both of them, I've noticed, and I've heard this is a trait of ADHD people, is to hold your duties.
Like, inside?
Hold them.
Oh, until you, like...
Until it's an emergency. Because
you keep getting
distracted by other things.
Really?
The amount of times I would walk by my roommate's room and he would be in bed holding his belly going,
And I was like,
and they just hold it forever. And then when you have to go to the bathroom, they shoot up like, no, wait, I gotta go really bad.
I don't know about that too much, but I forget other things. Like, I completely will, like, forget to eat or, like,
Must be nice.
Yeah, I can, and it could take me like a whole day to accomplish what it might take someone else just like 5 minutes to do. But in the time, I'm doing many other things, but none of those other things are ever completed. So if you saw my car right now, like, oh my God, it's bad.
There's a guy living in it. Me and my buddy Doug did a project once for a DJ, and we needed to build a set for a live show. And we went to his apartment building, and the basement was set up for us to build it. He's like, all right, guys. First, we come at like 2, and he's in his pajamas. Right? He's like, all right, guys, I'm going to help you out. I just got to make a bagel first. I'm going to have a bagel cream cheese come down. In the time it took us to build the set, he walked down still in his pajamas with the toasted bagel. And like, we built it. He goes, oh, I just finished making the bagel.
Yeah, that's really awesome. What it's like.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Maybe he had to make a really, really immaculate bagel.
No, he was just a fucking goof.
Ah, what a classic. Who
couldn't concentrate on anything.
Nothing.
Those are the days when I used to go out to like goth nights.
Yeah.
That was like the people that, like, if you hosted it, you were 4 hours late. And I'm so bad at judging when you're supposed to show up to something. Like, if I see doors at 10, I'm like, pretty cool to get there at 9:45.
Oh, I'm like, pretty cool to get there at midnight. Because
now,
I'm having like doors and then there's a load in.
Yeah.
Now I show up pretty, like, it took me years to realize, this actually starts at midnight.
Yeah.
I guess that's how it is when you go to like a black comedy show. Like, you see the doors, but you know.
Yeah. You're on.
Oh my God. I run Drip with Naeem. The show starts at 7. The earliest he can make it there is like 7:10, but he has gotten there at like 8:20. I'm like, brother, the show is ending.
Nice.
The show is over.
Yeah, that's just a trait. It happens.
CPT, baby.
I think it's not, because I refer to my wife's family and I use their last name and they say we're on that time.
Oh yeah.
Because I grew up in a family where, like, if you're not 20 minutes early,
you're
getting
late.
Yelled at in the car.
Yeah.
Like, my mom used to make me go put my shoes on for school before she started getting ready. Yeah. And I had to sit at the bottom of the stairs with my shoes on because she was so adamant about getting out the door at the exact minute.
Yeah.
And my wife's family was like, if we have to be somewhere that's an hour away and it's a half an hour before, they'll be like, all right, guys, start loading up. And then somebody will like make a snack. And I'm like, I thought we had to go somewhere.
Really?
And it drives I'm sitting with my shoes on.
Yeah,
on
you're
the
ready
stairs,
to go.
Like 5-year-old me.
Yeah.
Right. When
patiently
it comes to,
waiting.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. Yeah. By the way, Shannon, did you like the little Zach pictures I posted on Instagram?
Adorable.
Yeah, so cute.
You bring him up, Chow Chow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw
what a little cutie
those
I am.
Sweeties. Yeah.
This poor boy.
I saw that picture last night. The one, what was it? I was like, this needs to be framed.
They're all framed at my mom's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, those are like actual photos.
Yeah, no, they're all at my mom. My mom will take pictures when she's cleaning and be like, look what I found.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I didn't see that one yet.
Look at little me.
Adorable.
And then me.
I want that hat.
That's really good.
Me as a man in the shadow. That's what I wanted to be.
Oh, yeah. The man in the shadow. Yeah, I saw. That's the one I saw.
Oh, look at adorable little me and what the monster I became. All right. That's fine, Shadow.
Different era, man.
We can see what a cutie I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We've got more. More of what we do on this show, and I apologize in advance. it started as Indians versus trains.
Nice.
So far, trains are winning pretty. It's a flawless victory for trains. So we do have another edition of Indian versus train.
Let's see.
Dot dot Indian or woo woo Indian.
I would. Those are natives.
I see.
No. Dot Indian. 7-Eleven Indian.
Gotcha.
And by the way, pause.
Oh dear.
However bad you think this is gonna be,
it's gonna be worse.
Shattered.
It's gonna take off his head. Oh no! Oh, look away, Ally Mae.
I can't look at that.
Oh my God!
No. I won't even look. I will not look at that.
How late do you have to be? Then you go, I'm going to jump on it.
That was.
It was so bad.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I cannot look at that.
That's okay. It's better than for Joe.
No matter how bad you think it's going to be worse. I was like, whatever. And it was like, oh, shit. The escalator. What an awful
way to go. Can you tell me what happened?
Oh, he got, you know how, like, have you ever worried that when you're on an escalator, you'll get stuck in the escalator
yes.
and slowly pull
in? I do not go on the escalator.
That's exactly what happened to him. And that's exactly what's going to happen if you go on an escalator.
I go on the up. I do not go on the down.
I don't even go on the up. I have someone carry me.
Yeah.
I would throw myself on Kelly's back. And
she
I
carries you in a baby Bjorn, yeah, like the Hangover?
Yeah, exactly.
let's watch it again.
Yeah. Well, let's play it in. Let's play it
wait,
in
wait.
Slow
let's
motion.
First of all, let's get Jorge and Shannon's thoughts.
Yeah.
Let's want Indian or train.
In every single one of these, and this is why I laugh and I don't feel bad, is because it's so it's so avoidable.
Right.
That he did this to himself.
Another reason we can laugh is their skin is different than ours.
unless this was like an unaliving himself attempt, then that's sad.
That's a terrible. Jump in front of the next one.
He probably saw a beautiful woman in an already crowded car on the train. And he was like, I got to get me a piece of that like the rest of them. Oh, but it was already pulling away.
Heart Shattered.
How many videos are there of this?
There's so many. We've watched compilations.
Let's put that into...
How many are we going to watch on here?
At least five.
Just
more.
This one.
Okay, I feel so bad if I don't watch it.
You should watch
this compilation, because a lot of them, what happens is they're walking on the side of
the
track.
Maybe I should watch this, because I'm always running late.
And they get brain.
And I need to learn.
And it's not usually subways. It's like chugga chugga choo choo Thomas the Tank Engine trains. And they get brain. Or the big thing is they're trying to take a selfie with the train coming behind them.
No.
And they don't see.
Come
and
on.
They and like
You're kidding.
The rear view mirror will just send them fly. It's not like I got it, like a dink.
Yeah.
It's like they go flying. Shannon.
God, that was such a... Okay, here we go. I'm desensitized.
Like, am I miss my... Nope. Whoopsie. I got it. Nope.
No, I can't.
Allie, look.
No,
look
I cannot.
Look out. There
cannot,
he goes.
I cannot. Whoa. I cannot. That was too much. That was too much.
I love the guy that puts his hand on his head. Wait.
I'm not looking at the man.
Ouch. It's over.
It's not over, Joe.
This guy
you tried to trick me, Joe.
Dude, that's like when Homer tried to jump the gorge.
Yeah. Oh, man. It just got worse and worse and worse.
Guys, I can't watch people dying like
Why?
That. I don't know. I
it's
think
all
there's...
part of the great... You know, in the time it took the train to drag that guy under and grind him up into hamburger, seven little babies were born.
Just an FYI, it is not... This is going to sound insane, but it is not confirmed that he is dead.
What if he got saved by
the glass is half full.
it said critically injured, and I checked with Grok after, and she said that he was brought. He had to have several surgeries done, but there is no update saying that he has died.
I'm
maybe
sorry.
You
did,
know what,
Shannon? Did you refer to Gronk as she?
Grok. Well, her default voice is a girl.
What? You got to turn it into a man.
No, my ChatGPT is a boy.
What?
Lady.
For a long time, my Siri was an Indian guy.
Google Home is a woman, but like it's Google Home, you know? But like for stuff or information, I definitely do it in like a man's voice. Directions, 100% a man's voice.
I like a woman's voice when it's directions.
Really?
Yeah, it's comforting.
I feel like I know I'm actually going to get there with the man's voice.
I can't listen to the directions. It's so annoying.
I wouldn't listen to it if it was... I feel like I would just like, whatever. Like,
I
I'd
hate
be
when you're driving in the car with someone and everyone's like having a convo and someone insists on keeping the turn-by-turn directions with the voice.
What
but
I
like,
hate
what's the alternative?
Is when looking. They have music playing.
That's ridiculous.
I hate when their phone... is playing the music and the GPS.
Yeah, literally.
So
what
the song
fuck?
Will get quiet.
Yeah.
But for like unnecessary, like stay on this road.
Yeah.
That drives me a little nuts. Like,
insane.
Just have it play out of your phone and play the music out of the car. We don't need to hear the
insane.
Directions.
Oh yeah, I guess you could
on the car speakers.
Right.
But then again, I'm the passenger and I don't have that. You can put on whatever the fuck you want. You're driving. It's your rules.
No, I'll get bossy as the passenger.
I'll take that over fucking 1990s being designated as the navigator if you were shotgun for your parents.
Oh, yeah, dude. Have it sit with the MapQuest printed out.
Like,
MapQuest
if you're looking. Why can't you just have your phone and just.
Because we're fucking old and we didn't have that shit. We had to print.
Well, that and you're driving and you get pulled over for having your phone in your hand.
I think it's like even like a thing you have to have like the navigation giving you audio directions if you have it on too.
Yeah, that's why everybody has the little stand because I think if you have it in your hand, it's driving and texting.
I just keep it on my lap.
Allie Mae, don't say that. It's do you cool. really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. Why not?
I have my hands at 10 and 2. I don't really drive a whole lot though. Let's be real.
All right, well.
Zach, are you drinking a Vietnamese coffee?
I'm drinking an iced chai.
Ooh.
But I do like Vietnamese coffee very much.
Yeah, I got really jealous when I saw that.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is a real fun, easy way to let people know you are a classy individual. And Small Batch Cigar has got you covered because they've got free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so it's super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today. And most people click the new section first to shop the newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. So check them out today. Smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
All right, we have an Indian carnival ride.
Uh-oh, this is going to be even crazier.
Oh, my God.
Technically, that was an Indian carnival ride.
Yeah, that was that's standard. Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm nervous about the... Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, no.
What? It's like, aren't these people supposed to be good at engineering? Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, but I guess if the thing's made of fucking bamboo and connects.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think, like, didn't they just get rid of the caste system over there, too?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Big mistake.
Yeah, huge mistake.
That can't... Is there an update on that? Did that kill people, Shannon?
It just says 10 people were critically injured.
Oh.
Okay, well...
Bring on the death.
And one more...
Here we go. This
one. We now have what I would call a surprise.
Uh-oh. It's going to be a trans woman.
Well, here's the thing. If you ride a carnival ride in India, be careful.
Yeah.
If you're around a train in India, be careful.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you're just walking down the street in India.
Be careful.
Be Uh-oh. Careful.
Uh-oh.
Because we have this one.
Watch out.
Whoa. Oh.
Get out of there, dude.
Pause.
Oh, no.
Hey, remember what I said about the other one? No matter how bad you think this is going to be.
Uh-oh, yeah. Zach. No.
Is this
Shannon?
Uh-oh, it's going to kill him. Look away, Allie. Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Wait, what?
It has a friend. And in the best
of no.
You know what? That probably saved his life, though. Damn, that sucks.
This bull hates him.
Yeah, like the bull really zeroed in on him.
Real quick, I'm going to go back for a second because this you're going to see this guy in a second throw a rock at the bull, but he actually misses the bull and hits the guy and knocks the guy out.
Oh, no. Oh, shit, that sucks. That sucks, man.
Right here.
God.
Oopsie.
Damn, that sucks.
But that might be good because now the bull thinks it's dead and gets bored.
Isn't that like against the law to be mean to a bull though?
Well, that's the thing. I think they're allowed to just hang out.
Yeah, so isn't it like even like sacrilege to even do that?
Warren, what did you do to God that this bull's so mad at you, mister?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell's going on? Leave that bull alone, dude. I would calm the bull down like Chris Pratt did in those Velociraptors.
The bull feels none of this.
This is like a long ass fucking video, too.
Nobody has a can.
Here it comes.
Mace.
He's back for more, dude.
Just mace it.
Nice. Get out of here.
You start covering its eyes or something.
Yeah.
This guy is.
It was like, come on, dude. We got to get out of here, dude. That's crazy.
This guy is fucked up.
Yeah, he got fucking trampled. He was like a one-man stampede.
Wow.
He was Mufasa'd.
I mean, if I was on a motorcycle and a bull, I would just... Vroom, vroom,
yeah, like, I'd get out of it. I'd fucking burn rubber. I'd like do that thing where I'd like fucking like... Vroom,
yeah.
And then like the back tire like puts a bunch
like,
of gravel in its
a
eye.
Bit of a...
Yeah.
And try and grind the bull's forehead.
Yeah.
And then speed off.
Shannon, let's watch the beginning of that again.
Yeah. He should have stopped.
Yeah, he stopped. He could have gone.
Come on.
It's his fault.
What is this thing so mad at him about?
It seemed like he didn't know how the bull was going to react. He didn't know if it was just going to like come up and like sniff him or something, but maybe it was like his cologne or something that set him off. Hell yeah, dude.
Dude.
Gets horny as hell.
death by fucking bulls is hilarious.
I think he was trying to establish dominance.
Because
I think they're both males. I don't think it would. I don't think a female would have horns.
The male has horns.
Yeah. So I think that was like just like kind of like a dominance, because he saw that as like a dominance move. I'm basing this on how dogs hump sometimes. Because that's a female one right there. Damn, this sucks.
Guys, I don't think throwing water is helping.
Yeah, what?
Stop with the water.
It's like, wow, it's so hot out. Thanks. Yeah,
it calms him down.
Guys, save the water for us. We need it.
Yeah.
The whole village is coming out for this.
Oh, this is hot news, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I feel like now they're going to bring a bunch of bulls in for a police lineup, and it's going to be like a...
I wonder if something happened where... Because I wonder if something happened with, like, he got near his, like, the female or something, and maybe it's, like, mating season, so he was already, like, territorial or something.
It could be.
Maybe something like that. Maybe he drove past them while they were starting to mate, and... Because he was already in heat.
I like the idea of like a little kid seeing that, and they have all bulls lined up, and it's like a Bronx tale. He won't tell.
Yeah, he won't.
And then
snitch.
The bull calls him in. You like the Yankees? you like cricket? All right. Moving on. What do we got here? Oh. So we recently found out there's a documentary and some accusations against Price is Right host Bob Barker.
No.
Bobby.
Apparently, the rumor is that he maybe was a little handsy, a little flirty.
I don't believe that.
With some ladies.
I heard something different.
And.
Oh. And.
A bit of a not progressive when it came to African American people being on the show.
That's funny.
Supposedly to the point where if somebody was black, they would put a B on their name card to let him know. As well as we watched a compilation of videos of when white people won and hugged him, and when black people would go to hug him and he would just run. Because and then apparently he was some controversy with one of the girls on the show that he was dating. He did not know had a relationship with a black gentleman.
Oh,
and he was none too pleased.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So now former Price Right producer launched a shocking attack against Bob Barker's accusers. Shannon, the volley.
Here we go.
The volley has shifted. Let's see.
So it's a pretty long post. I don't know if you want me to read it.
You just summarize. Okay.
So he basically says that the people that are coming out talking about him are opportunists, and they're just they're being spiteful because they are like holding grudges at stuff that happened like 30 years ago, and that it's terrible that they're coming out now after he's passed away, that time has passed and they should move on, and the fact that they're not moving on shows that something is not okay with them.
Yeah.
And then he says he plans on writing a book where he's going to like detail all of this, but for now he's saying, and he doesn't actually say none of it happened. I think he's really just saying it's shitty for people to come out and talk about it now.
Yeah. I mean he has a point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's 30 live and let years live. Ago.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Dig him up?
Yeah. What are they going to do? Kick him out of heaven? He's already in. No take backs. You don't go back.
Yeah. He beat up Billy Madden. Yeah. He beat up Happy Gilmore.
He snuck it past God, dude. It's fine.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash,
Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Shannon, can you bring up a clip of a black contestant trying to hug? Dude, it's so in context of what they're saying. If it is real.
Of course it's real.
It's so funny.
So they'd have a B for black.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or Bob, watch out.
Good for them. Could, I mean, like, how much worse would it have been if it were N?
That would have been a tough one.
To designate, they had a little N. It's like, what did that stand for? It's like,
ne'er do well.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
He's juking her. It's like Madden.
Okay.
Is there another? Did they show another one in that?
I think he was playing it up a little bit. That's fun. Don't attack me. That's awesome.
Officer, officer.
I mean, that's fair.
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
When did he retire? It was actually like a longer time ago than we think. Right?
Yeah, Drew Carey's been doing it a way longer time than we realized.
I think he's been doing it for like almost 20 years.
Wait, is The Price is Right still on TV?
Yeah, Drew Carey's the host.
Yeah.
2007, he retired.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that is almost.
That's like 20 years
ago. Yeah,
that's
20 years ago.
19, damn.
Wait, and Bob Barker's dead.
Bob Barker, he died a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but Drew Carey's been the host for a long time.
That's crazy.
Just fucking tripping balls.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen his car?
No.
I've seen one of his cars. It's a fucking bug, but it's like all psychedelic.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, he goes
Wait, a Volkswagen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, he goes to like 5-day like electronic music festivals.
Damn.
And why shouldn't
he? Oh, shit, look. Oh.
Wow.
That's the one
like
on the show.
I like that he still has his like little Buddy Holly glasses. And, he's
but no,
chill.
He gets, I think he goes out for days.
Yeah.
And he's out on the good shit.
Goes taps on the edge of the universe.
Yeah. I think he's having a good goddamn time.
That's the life I want.
Oh, come it on. Sounds great, doesn't
completely.
It? Just have that kind of money where you can just like get the nicest RV.
Yeah. I don't even need all that. I just want the drugs.
What? Oh my god.
I like having a safe space. Even if I don't need it, I like knowing I have it.
Yeah. I want that Keith Richards stuff. Let's do forever.
I get nervous if I'm somewhere and I don't feel like I have a safety safe.
Yeah. Mm.
So even if it's an RV, if it's something that I know if everything comes crashing down for me mentally, I have a place to hide.
Okay.
I don't like being out in the open if I'm gonna really try and talk to God or something,
get
you know?
Crazy, yeah.
That could be a little daunting.
Right. But are you thinking of, like, festivals and things like
that?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't even be at a festival. No way. I like to just, like, do some mushrooms, sit in the park.
Yeah, which park?
Any park.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend mushrooms around Christmas time. And go look at all the displays.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It does sound quite nice.
I got stuck in front of a deals and discounts for a half an hour once at 3 in the morning. Because I went on a run and I thought my mushrooms had worn off.
Oh,
and I
no.
went on a pizza run for the group. I wanted pizza.
There is that moment.
Yeah, and for the group.
And I was gone for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're like, where did you go? I was like, looking at Christmas trees, dog.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Feels nice.
I was just thinking about how nice Christmas is.
It is. Yeah. It's a good feeling. And it's like a good sense of community, too, especially like when a whole neighborhood gets together.
Yeah, it's
and
really
coordinates
nice.
Decorations.
That's a solid one.
It's fun.
That same roommate, I don't want to incriminate him, but that same roommate, he was with us that night, and he was obsessed with drawing clocks because he had read that's how you can tell you're still cognitive, is if you can draw the time. So the next day, he just had hundreds of clocks, and you'd watch them deteriorate.
Whoa.
Into like,
oh, that's kind of
nothingness.
Cool. Oh, you can make like a little what's it called? Flip.
Almost like a flip book, yeah, like a time lapse.
What is that called? Live action? No.
Time lapse.
Time lapse.
Yeah. Yeah, George said.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He drove me nuts. He was a very, he would say simple eater.
Uh-huh.
He picked a few things, and those were the safe foods.
Yeah.
And I remember getting him to try mushrooms. I split it up, and he ate, and I was like, you put them on a peanut butter sandwich. You could do whatever you want. He just ate them like they were nothing. And I was like, good for you. I was like, and now here's a glass of orange juice. Because whenever I trip, I usually try to boost my vitamin C. And I've always just, the people that I've tripped with have always suggested orange, like a juice.
It, like, it always, like the vitamin C somehow like helps the absorption or like the effects of the
sugar. And it might be a placebo that I've just, every time I do it, I'm convinced it's a good thing to have
in
me.
It's a good ritual.
Yeah. And dude, he was like, I got to drink that. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, too much sugar in that. I'm like, dude, just drink the he ate the mushrooms fine and then held his nose to drink the orange juice.
That is funny.
And it made me so mad. I was so mad to start the trip. And then my thing is, I like to gauge my trip by The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
So I'll put on a season of The Simpsons, let's say between 3 and 9, 3 and 10.
Yeah,
that I just know. And I can watch that and I can gauge when it's hitting based on how fucked up The Simpsons gets.
Right.
And for me, it's they starts to look like the original season. And the animation starts to go wonky. Then I go, all right, now we're ready.
Yeah.
Put in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, my God. I would not be tripping that way.
Oh, dude, we did that night. We did Nightmare on Elm Street 5 and 4 in that order.
Oh, my God.
Which was hilarious because it was just people coming back to life. And then I think we did Evil Dead.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Maybe two, because he wanted to watch The Shining, and I said no.
That's a lot. The Shining is like way fucking intense to do on shrooms.
I did, what was The Shining sequel?
Dr. Sleep?
I did Dr. Sleep on mushrooms.
That's still kind of a lot. Visually, it was pretty intense, man.
And I remember watching it going, this director's amazing. How does he get things to like sparkle like that? And I'm trying to figure out I'm like Googling it, the camera tricks. I'm like, what the fuck did he shoot this on? And then at one point I go, oh, you're on mushrooms, stupid. And then the inevitable, which happens to me quite a bit, the bad burps. I don't know if this has happened to either of you two. Jorge, I don't know if you indulge. Sometimes if I take mushrooms, not like the pill, like the psilocybin pill, which I much prefer now, I will burp, and I'll go, when the fuck did I have eggs? And like, I get those real sulfury, farty burps.
Yeah.
And I go, burp. And I go, ew, did I have an egg McMuffin this morning? What the, did I have boiled eggs? The fuck did I eat? And I go, burp, and then I go, oh, you got food poisoning. Sometimes when I eat the dirty mushrooms, I get a touch of the food poisoning,
yeah,
which, depending on how you get it while you're tripping, can be quite a complicated evening.
Oh, like you're shitting your brains out or something?
That night I had the runs.
Oh, that, yeah.
And I was shitting hot water.
Damn.
Tripping. Going, I never want to do this again. That's when we switched for a while. Back in the old Creek days, there was somebody there that had pills that were half ecstasy, half mushrooms.
Oh.
And they were fucking great. Because they were just the kind of pills that you could twist apart and there's just powder in there?
Yeah, of course. Capsules.
And so you could take them apart and choose how much you wanted to do or if you wanted to maybe not take them orally.
Okay.
Oh. In your,
if you wanted to maybe grab a straw or a dollar.
Oh, okay. I thought inside of your
asshole.
Yeah.
Also possible.
Right.
Only if you really love the person.
But that was nice. Because then you could like half, if you were like, I want to go out tonight.
Yeah.
You could break it open, half it.
Huh.
Vroom, and then still have the other half.
Crazy.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was during the pandemic. Mr. Miko had to have a talk with me. And she said, you tripped three times this week. Apparently, I walked into the living room at into the bedroom at 9 a.m. and I went, I've been multiple people over multiple dimensions for the last 10 years. And I went to bed.
That's great.
And she's like, I think we're done.
Uh-oh.
She goes, I think we're taking a break on tripping. The same the conversation we had to have during the pandemic was, Zach, you're in your 30s. Mm-hmm. We can't be drinking Everclear anymore.
Isn't that like, that's how you know
but
you've been like.
But you're still drinking it.
Nope.
Oh, you're not?
I haven't touched it.
I thought, for some reason I thought you were telling me recently or something. No?
No, I haven't touched Everclear ever since then.
Yeah,
Miss Amico might be listening.
Sorry.
No, she's not.
That's okay. Oh yeah, I'm such a narc for that.
A little tattle.
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't touched it. I get it. It's bad. It's a bad road.
Yeah,
it happens, dude. Every once in a while, like the you know, it's a problem. It's like when like as a couple, it's like, hey, we've decided as a couple,
yeah,
we're no longer doing this.
Yeah,
I was on double.
I was on double secret probation for a little while.
Yeah, it happens.
for coming home at 10 in the morning. Because she called me at 8, and she's like, where the fuck are you? And I went, a bar. And she's like, how are you in a bar? And I'm like, because he locked the door 5 hours ago.
Right.
And we're still here.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what are you doing that you're still up? I'm like, drinking water with my friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, I lost that fight so bad, I took a shower to rethink my arguments.
Oh.
And then fought myself in the shower and then still came out and lost the second fight dramatically.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's hard to go up against a woman.
Yeah, and it's
well, it's also like when you've been drinking all night, it's hard to like plead your case and win, you know.
I was drinking water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I did switch to water at the end of the night.
Of course.
Because okay. I'm responsible.
Yeah.
And your last few drinks should be a nice big ice water.
Yeah.
But not everybody. It took me a while to learn that.
Have a nice ice and then like have some water by your bedside. So that's the first thing you get in the morning.
I would even go, I do the big jug ice water and I throw either liquid IV or water boy in it.
Mm.
And I throw and I'll try and chug at least half of it before bed and chug the other half when I wake up and bang out those electrolytes, baby.
Nice, nice.
Or if you're on the road, Pedialyte or Gatorade Pedialyte.
Pedialyte is goated. And you know what? You could if you want to be smart about it, you can make yourself a couple Pediatinis.
Ooh.
Yeah. I used to pull up to the bar in Jersey with my little bottle of Pedialyte, yeah, and they would whip it up.
With like what? Like a little vodka or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet that.
Hydrate while you dehydrate.
Yeah.
It cancels out.
That yeah. The advice of someone who wears sunglasses inside. All right. We're going to do one more thing before we get out of here. Let's go.
Brandon.
fuck it. One last thing before we get out of here. Robot accidentally slaps Asian kid in the face.
Uh-oh. Mm. Uh-oh.
Accidentally.
Some robot on calculator crime. Oh.
Yeah, he did that on purpose. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I did not detect.
I'm so whimsical.
Yeah, that's not like a robot. That's like just like a gay dancing robot.
Yeah.
Everyone's laughing.
Wait, is there?
Wait,
I
a Chinese
see this.
Robot was funny. Arrested.
Bad robot.
The robot got arrested. That's amazing.
That looks like something from a fucking movie too.
Hands up! Don't shoot.
Yeah.
George, I cannot process air. I cannot process oxygen.
George Droid.
Yeah, he was full of fentanyl.
George Droid.
He actually held a pregnant robot at gunpoint at one point and did robot porn.
Yeah, they found a lot of diesel fuel in his system, so he wasn't clean.
Yeah. Some people say that's what it was.
Yeah, it was actually that.
He's lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Joe Gorman and Allie May. Fantastic as usual. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to my friends in the booth. And we will be back on Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
one's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's